feel so guilty. I feel bad. I feel terrible. I shouldn't have done that. I wish I could change it. I should have done it differently. I could have done it differently. I would have done it differently. I feel so guilty. Whoa. Can we change anything that we've done in the past? And it's a very confronting question, particularly if somebody who's really logical and has lots of common sense asks you that question. And that certainly happened to me with one of my psychologist members at one of my health clubs. I was talking about could have, should have, would have. I was talking about my past. I was talking about feeling guilty. And they pointed out to me very clearly that, Rowie, you cannot change anything that you've done, whether it's 1 second ago, 1 year ago, 10 years ago, it is now in the past. So what happens now if you feel guilty, if you feel terrible, if you feel bad about something that has happened in the past or something bad that you've done or something terrible that you've eaten? That's a really big one, is particularly in the exercise profession. As an exercise professional, I've dealt with a lot of people who really feel guilty about different foods that they've eaten or exercise they haven't done, right to the point where I always share this story. I had a young lady who was in an eating disorder clinic on the Gold Coast in Australia, and we'd built up a lovely relationship. I was there to help build back her bones, because obviously when you don't eat enough food, your body wastes away, including your bones. So she was osteoporotic. She had thinning bone disease, and she was only a teenager. Anyway, I went in to see her to do her strength training program with her and have a great time. And that's what I always aim to do, add value and make people feel special, important and worthwhile. And unfortunately, she was having a really bad day. She was really sad. She seemed depressed and even angry. And I said, would you like to share with me what's going on? And she pulled out her diary, and it had been 1 year, according to her diary, since she had eaten a piece of cake, a piece of chocolate cake. And she was still feeling guilty, angry, disappointed in herself for the piece of chocolate cake that she'd eaten 1 year ago. Now, I share that with you as an extreme example because I don't want that for anybody. You can imagine what it feels like to have that person in front of you, and how do you deal with that situation? Well, I actually don't know, because we can't unlearn what we already know. We can't change our life experience. What I do know is that I don't want that for our kids. I don't want children to grow up in a world where they feel guilty about eating food, or they feel guilty about something that they did. Now, there's a big difference, of course, between feeling angry and guilty and getting stressed with yourself versus changing something that, or fixing something that you need to make better. And of course, we can't change what we did. But could this be a great, again, shared with me by the psychologist, but could this be a great philosophy or strategy when it comes to guilt or feeling bad or feeling terrible or wanting to change the past, knowing that we can't change anything that we did in the past, we can't go back and do it again? Can we fix it? And that was the question that the psychologist asked of me. Can you fix it, Rowie? Can you make it better? Can you apologize? And one of the challenges, of course, with apologies is, well, okay, that's nice that you're sorry, but what next? And I've always lived with that philosophy in my life, that it's not just about saying I'm sorry. And of course, I need to be sorry when I've screwed up. But how can I fix it? How can I make it better? And I've since learned from the best in business that it's not just making it better, it's fixing it to a point where the person is not even disappointed that you caused a challenge in their life, because you fixed it so incredibly well. And if I wrap all of that up, if you feel guilty, you can't change what you did, but what can you do to make it better? And I'm not a psychiatrist, of course, but I certainly invest a lot of time studying the brain, and I invest a lot of time with psychologists, psychiatrists, and neuroscientists, and I'm constantly asking questions about how the brain works. And one of the really important things that I've learned, and I hope that when you consider it when it comes to guilt, to would have, should have, could have, is when you start feeling bad about something, we produce cortisol. It's a fight and flight drug. It's a stress drug. And then the body produces, because this is all part of the hormonal system, the body then produces adrenaline, epinephrine, which is the movement drug, the chemical that says get up and go because you're under stress. And when you're under stress, you've got to get the hell out of there or you've got to overcome the stress. And that means fighting or flighting. And I'm sure we've all heard of that many times now, the fight and flight principle. But it's actually how the human body works. When we feel bad, we feel stressed, we feel under threat, internal or external threat, the body wants to move. It wants to run away from the threat as fast as possible. That's called sprinting. And or it wants to turn and fight and kill the threat. So that means lifting or punching or pushing or overcoming a challenge by overloading all the muscles and bones in your body. So that for me is really exciting because it means that if you feel guilty, if you feel terrible, if you wish that you could have done something differently, but of course you can't, rather than stewing about it, getting stressed about it, getting angry about it, which is all internal stress, which if we don't then get rid of that cortisol, we don't fight and flight, we don't use the epinephrine, the adrenaline, we become diseased. And I say that often, we are no longer at ease. So our body becomes diseased. And the challenge with that, of course, is that when you're not healthy, when you're not feeling your best, that's when we pick up germs, bugs, viruses, and diseases. That's when we get sick. And have you ever wondered why some people get sick and some people don't, even though the same bug, the same germ, the same virus is running around the world? Some people get a runny nose, some people don't. Some people get the flu, some people don't, even though they are the same bug, germ or virus is attacking them, but their body can fight it. And of course, if you've got a really strong body and a really strong mind, your body can fight anything. But if we put it into a weakened state, so number one, if we're not healthy, fit and strong. And number two, if we're stressed, if we feel guilty. Now, the beautiful thing about immediate stress, it's a really good thing. I love it. People say, I hate being stressed. No, it's awesome to be stressed because it's your body telling you that you're under pressure, under stress, and you need to do something about it. Isn't that awesome? It's like pain. A lot of people, I don't want to be in pain. But there are some people who don't have a pain mechanism in their body. If you haven't heard of them, they're people that if they cut themselves or if they sit on their bum for too long, the rest of us, we move around because our bum hurts. Theirs doesn't. And we have people who end up obviously dying early because they can't feel pain. So something happens to them and they don't realize how badly they've been hurt or they've been injured. So every time I hurt myself, every time I get a paper cut, or every time I stub my toe, or every time I'm in pain, I'm really appreciative of it because I have a body that can produce that pain feeling. So I know that I need to put a Band-Aid on that, or I need to put some anti-inflammatory cream on that, or I just need to go and put my foot up. The stress mechanism is exactly the same. When you're under stress, your body wants to get rid of that stress and put you back at ease. And the beautiful thing about this endocrinal system, woohoo, the hormones that pump, your body produces what you need to get the hell out of there or to fight. So if you feel stressed, if you feel guilty, if you feel anxious, if anything in your life is not the way you want it to be, your body actually produces an epinephrine and adrenaline so that you can fight or flight. But once you do, this is where it gets really exciting. Once you sprint away, once you punch the bag, once you lift something heavy, once you overload every muscle and bone, your heart and lungs in your body, now you are at ease. And now the whole endocrine system goes into action to say, congratulations, you've run away from the stress, you've overcome the stress, you've killed it, you've knocked it out, you've blown it out of the park, woohoo! So now your brain fills up with happy drugs, literally. The big one being dopamine, which is a reward drug. Congratulations, Roey. Congratulations, human body. You've overcome a challenge. You need to be rewarded for that. And we get this feeling of success. The other one that's really awesome is serotonin, which makes us feel at ease, makes us feel safe, makes us feel comfortable. And both of those are produced after we sprint, after we lift heavy, after we overcome a challenge. So it might even be something that you do with your brain. If you overcome a major challenge, if you do a puzzle and you beat the puzzle, well, life obviously throws us lots of mental and physical challenges all the time. And when we overcome them, first of all, the body produces what you need to overcome them. And when you do overcome them, you feel really good. I think that's awesome. I think it's really exciting. So whatever makes you feel guilty, and of course, as an exercise professional, as I shared, I deal a lot with people who feel guilty about what they did eat and the exercise that they didn't do. And obviously, there seems to me a quite significant logical solution to that is go exercise. So if you didn't exercise yesterday, that's easy fixed. Exercise today. And not only will you not feel guilty anymore, but your brain will produce those happy drugs so you feel contented and happy. And you'll produce brain-derived neurotrophic factor, which is the fertilizer for your brain, which now helps you think differently. You'll grow new brain cells and you'll have not just neurogenesis, new brain cells, but neuroplasticity, which is a change of the way you think. Your brain is quite capable of changing. So if you felt guilty yesterday about not exercising, but today you go exercise, you'll feel differently and you'll think differently and you'll think more clearly. Woohoo! So that one's easy fixed. If you, for some reason, missed an exercise session, guess what? What can you do about that? Can't go back to yesterday and do that exercise session, but what can you do today? What you ate yesterday, obviously you can't change that. Now, unfortunately, there are some people who aim to change it. So I feel guilty about what I ate. So I try and throw it up or poo it out or take laxatives to do both. Or I exercise violently to try and get rid of the food that I ate yesterday. And again, having dealt with so many people that live their lives like that, I'll ask the simple question, do you really think that that's a happy way to live? And having dealt with people who live that way every single day, they feel guilty about every amount of food that they ever eat. How did they get to that spot in the first place? And how can we stop our kids from ever going there so that we just love what we eat, we enjoy our food? And if we ate something that for some crazy reason makes us feel guilty, well, let's just go and do some exercise and not to burn the calories. And that's the conundrum that I have. How's that for a big word? Because I don't want to push people into that, oh, I ate bad food, so now I need to go and exercise because I'm a bad person. That's the whole emotional eating scale that takes us to the point where food's controlling our life and or exercise is controlling our life. And either of those or both is just not a fun place to live. I always use the example when I was a kid, when I was told this is how you have to eat and this is what you have to wear and this is when you have to go to bed and this is when you have to go to school and this is when you're going to have lunch. I used to hate it when people were in control of my life. So as an adult, one of my commitments to myself, and I hope it's a commitment that is exciting to you too, is I want to be in control of my life, not my food, not my exercise, not other people, me. I want to love my food, love my exercise, have only respectful people in my life. And if something happens and I feel bad about it, fix it. I can't change it. So guilt seems to me, as pointed out to me by the psychologist, as a silly emotion. I'm feeling something about something I've done, which I can't change. But what I can change is how I react or respond to that thing that I did. So I could react to it, get stressed, get angry, feel guilty. And often, unfortunately, when it comes to food, when people feel guilty about eating a certain food, instead of going to get some exercise and sorting their brain cloud out, they go and eat more food. Oh, I feel really guilty because I ate a packet of biscuits. I'm going to eat another packet of biscuits because I've screwed up. Whoa, how do we feel at the end of that day? The other one that I'm really aware of, particularly in the exercise profession when it comes to food and guilt, is there's a lot of talk about a cheat day where people have been told or you are allowed to one day of the week eat whatever you want to. So 6 days a week you've got to be really good and one day a week you can cheat. What's the challenge psychologically when I ask that question, you can cheat? First of all, that word, positive or negative, and how would you feel at the end of a cheat day where you've eaten a stack of food that in your headspace is technically bad food? What if we could just love our food, all of our food, and eat what we love every single day? And I know that sounds a little bit weird because we don't live in a world like that, do we? There's always so many restrictions and cans and can'ts and don'ts and you shouldn't eat that, shouldn't touch that, it's bad for you. Well, ultimately, and I always ask this question, particularly when it comes to food, the food that you think that if you ate it, you would feel the most guilty about. So it's your bad food and you'd never eat it, or if you do eat it, you feel really guilty. well, what if you were dying? And I always, again, I'm arguing from the extreme just to create the thought space. What if you were in the desert or in the bush, or you had no food and you were going to die, and the only food available to you was that particular food that you think is a really bad food? So sitting in front of you is a bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken or some hot chips or a bag of lollies or an ice cream. And for me, I'll use alcohol because I don't even drink alcohol. But if I was going to die and there was a beer in front of me, I know psychologically and physiologically that if I drink that beer, I won't die. There's calories in that beer and it will help me survive. And it's a macronutrient, which means I will definitely survive if I drink that beer. So I don't drink because I don't like it, but I also don't like what it does to my body. But if I was going to die, I would drink that beer. Now, I'm not asking you to be the same as me, of course, but perhaps put it into a bit of perspective. What is actually a bad food? And if there was no food, the bad food that you are talking about or feeling bad about or would never put into your mouth, would you eat it anyway? And you might not. I'm not suggesting that you would. But sometimes it's good to think of things from a different angle. And and I'll use my religious background. Well, I was brought up that if you drink alcohol, you won't go to heaven. So if I'm out in the desert though and I'm going to die and I drink that beer, I could be thinking, well, I won't go to heaven, and I'm sure that there's some people that do think that. But for me, it wouldn't be about feeling guilty. It would be about I would like to survive. I would like to live as a human being because I want to add value to my world. So what do I need to do to stay alive so that I can? So here's some things to consider when it comes to guilt. First of all, why do we feel guilty? And is by definition guilt something that I've already done and I can't change it because it's in the past? Which simply means, what can I do to fix it? What can I do to make it better? What if I really feel very bad? Obviously, I'm never going to do it again, because what a great thing that is. It's like stubbing your toe. Be aware that there's a brick there and don't do it again. So if something makes you feel guilty, then don't do it again. And then you won't get that horrible feeling again. I think that's an awesome strategy. What about fix it? So if you've done something to somebody else and you feel guilty about it, you feel bad because you've made somebody else feel bad, what can you do to fix it? What can you do to make it better? So could the guilt period be the waste of time period? I can't change what I did. I feel bad right this minute, but now I'm going to fix it this minute. I'm not going to procrastinate. Isn't that the interesting one? When we've screwed up and we have to apologize and go fix it, we often procrastinate on that because it's hard. It then comes to mind the best time to eat a frog. If you have to eat a frog, eat it first thing in the morning, get it over and done with. So if you've screwed up, Rowie, you've screwed up, go fix it now. Don't procrastinate. Don't wait another day. Pick up the phone. Make the apology, fix it, make it better, rather than stewing. Because when you stew and feel guilty, then you produce stress. And if you don't go sprint and if you don't go punch a bag or you don't get rid of that cortisol out of your body by doing some intense activity, now you put your body at dis-ease. And is it possible we have a lot of sick people in the world because they feel guilty about stuff that they can't even change? So if I can't change it, move on. If I can fix it, how about fix it? And why waste? And I always ask this question, how long do we actually have? There's this great quote, we have unlimited choices but very limited time. Now, we don't know how much time. Barring accident, the human body now can live for probably 120 years. And if you look after yourself, with good quality. So that means there's 24 hours in a day, there's 7 days in a week, 52 weeks in a year, and if we're lucky, 120 years, maybe a little bit more. Whoa, that's a really small amount of time to be wasting time on feeling guilty, on feeling bad, on feeling horrible about something that's happened in the past and I can't change it. So if I screwed up, learn from it, don't do it again, fix it, make it better. And to get rid of that horrible feeling, go do some intense activity. Go sprint. And it doesn't have to be running, of course. You can punch a bag, you can skip rope, you can run up some stairs, you can dance, you can do a martial art, you can play your sport, run around the block with your puppy dog. Anything you do that gets you puffed will get rid of that cortisol, those stress drugs, and then create that beautiful feeling in your brain of brain-derived neurotrophic factor, which is fertilizer, so you can think more clearly, dopamine, so you feel rewarded, and serotonin, so you feel safe and secure because you've done something to look after yourself. And that comes from sprinting intense activity. So go sprint or go lift something heavy, because obviously when you use all the muscles and bones in your body, that's very similar to, well, the hormonal response is the same as if you were to fight an animal and kill it. So our body is designed to fight or flight, to run away from the threat or to kill the threat. So get your body into a position where that if you need to fight and flight, you can, but isn't it awesome that your body will do that for you? So let's not waste time on the stuff that we can't change. Let's invest time into the things that we can, which is our health and our fitness and our smart brain and our strong muscles and bones and an endocrine system and a hormonal system that we can control. We can be in control of our hormones, which means we can get rid of the guilt and we can feel good about ourselves on a daily basis. That sounds bloody great to me. What about you?